Madam President, regrettably, the Council just adopted a resolution which is full of belief that it would resolve the conflict and bring peace in South Sudan. But after all these years dealing with this issue, we know better. This resolution will not do that. In fact, it may even compound the economic misery the people of South Sudan are enduring currently. It is a common knowledge that South Sudan does not agree with the sanctions and arms embargo imposed on her, because we strongly believe the sanctions and the embargo were ill-intended from the beginning and are counterproductive. Since its imposition, I do not think this council can state authoritatively that the resolution has achieved the desired outcome. As we have said here before, and I would like to reiterate today, Madam President, that punishing measures are not the effective tools to apply here. The peace agreement before us has the ingredients required to establish and restore peace and harmony in South Sudan. What is needed is for the international community to give more encouragement and material support for the implementation to progress faster and effectively. Waiting at the end of the mandate every year to point out shortcomings in the implementation will not bear any positive outcomes. In conclusion, Madam President, my delegation is grateful to those council members who, within their means, always try to balance the text and mandate of this resolution in order to make it fit for the intended purpose, which is the lasting peace in South Sudan. I thank you for your attention, Madam President.